Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you're having a good start to your day or end of your day, whenever it may be. Just wanted to sort of kick off the day by having a bit of a chat. I last night did an AMA and asked me anything. If you're not on my Facebook, by the way, you should get across there. Get across to the Trader Cobb Facebook page. Give me a like and a follow and whatnot, and that way you can get alerts every time I do one of those, because I'm trying to do more, trying to give more into the community as far as access to me and talking about, you know, what the market's doing and how we can work in with that space. Not just from a podcast point of view, but also obviously all the content that I put out there. It's all there to help educate you guys. Second thing to announce to you guys, in the Trader Cobb community, now that is a place for people that have already done the courses, so you've already got the strategies, you know what you're doing as far as the strategy, you've got the checklist and you've got something to work towards. In that community now, what I'm going to be doing is having you send in your trades. For those of you that are in there, I announced it yesterday in the community, and I'm going to, it might be once a week, it might be once a fortnight, it just depends on how many submissions come through, but we'll be giving instructions for the Trader Cobb community shortly as to how you can get your trades overseen by me, and also so you can learn from other people's trades when I go over and review them. So that's what's happening. That's what's new. Also, look, if you love what I do, if you love the content, do me a favor, go and like it, write a review, and you know, from the bottom of my heart, you know, that would mean the world to me. You know, I don't get paid to do this podcast. It's here to help you guys and to spread the word and to, you know, basically keep you guys on track. So if it is something that you do like, two things: give us a like if you haven't already, write a review if you haven't already, and also share it in your, you know, in your Discord groups, in your Slack groups, your Telegram groups and your Facebook groups. Try and spread the word, because if you like it, chances are other people will too. I appreciate that to no end. So, what happened yesterday? Well, we certainly saw a fair bit of carnage. A fair bit went down yesterday. I mean, Bitcoin was down 5 or 6% at one point. We actually got close. Where did we bottom out at? 58. That's where we ended up. We bounced back to above 6,000. Now, I'm pretty cautious around this point here. Most of the charts are very overextended. I'm not going to be looking to short Bitcoin above 6,000. I think it's just too much of a round number. There's quite a bit of divergence on the 4-hour too. What does that actually mean? It just means that it's not, you know, the downtrend that is on the 4-hour and 8-hour is not being, you know, like the MACD doesn't agree with it. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to move the other way. Not at all. It's just not great trading conditions for me. Now, the other thing that I'm looking at is Ethereum, and it is just, it's had such a beast move down. Like, it's been absolutely smashed, to be honest. I mean, we are back at 262. It wasn't that long ago that we were at $1,400 per Ethereum. So a very, very big fall from grace. If you're someone who likes Ethereum, it's not a bad time to be looking at this project in more detail. We do have convergence on Ethereum, and I will be happy to trade Ethereum short, probably looking for pullbacks, maybe into that $300 mark, something like that. But it's something that is very overextended, like I said. And, you know, same with Bitcoin Cash. At the moment, for me, looking across the top 10, EOS included, Cardano's also extended, Lumens, not so much. Lumens is holding up against the rest of it so far, being or proving to be one of the stronger, excuse me, in the top 10. Neo also really, really extended. Same with the IOTA and Ripple, the one that we got that great trade on last, also very overextended. So, and I can add Litecoin into that as well. So what I'm getting at is this. With Bitcoin around 6,000, we could see a bounce here. We could see a move around this area. We could see a consolidation around this area. For me, I trade pullback. So the Fibonacci booster is a pullback into a certain area. The crypto cradle is a pullback into a certain area as well. So for me, it's really important to wait for the opportunities to arise. If we do see another leg down and that occurs over the next 24, like, you know, today basically, then I will go to the lower time frames, the 15-minute charts and whatnot. I will happily trade in those lower time frames if the trade's set up well, but I'll minimize my risk on those trades. For now, though, I'm pretty happy to sort of sit back and just watch the party unfold and see what happens here. I just with Bitcoin around 6,000, it is a round number. We are around some pretty key levels, and I just want to be safe. I want to be careful, and I want to see how this market plays out. I might actually do some shopping for some of the projects that I like the look of, just to sort of add a bit here and there, and that's sort of the way that I may look at spending some time today. But yeah, it's really just been pretty full on yesterday. We were down a lot heavier. Like right now, there's nothing in the top 10 that's down double figures. Yesterday, that was down. We were down 14% on some of these markets, right? We did pull back. We have sort of put the brakes on a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to continue to sell off. So, you know, don't start leaning towards it can't go lower, because markets can and will go higher. Markets can and will go lower. The fact is nobody knows. We just follow trends. And these trends are heavily down. All right. They are heavily down. The daily timeframes, they're all down. They're just very, very overextended. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a bit of a pullback. I'm not going to be trading the run back up on that pullback. I'll be waiting patiently for my opportunities to present themselves in the direction of that trend that is down at the moment. Bitcoin's not on my radar for trading. Ethereum, the rest of the top 10 minus Lumen is on the radar for pullbacks. Of course, I'll keep you updated. If you're not in the MarketView subscription service, guys, go and get on and get that daily video feed from myself and the team. So have a great day once again. Be patient. We'll get our time again. If you're in Ripple, there's no place to move stops to just yet in my view, but hopefully we will get an opportunity later on today to lock in some more profit in what has been trade of the month. So guys, have a great day. Speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.